Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's NBA tip-off week, and FanDuel is your home for live betting. So even if you missed the start of the game or want to ride the hot hand, FanDuel has live bets on everything from who will score next to fourth quarter comebacks. Plus, you can even combine your live bets into a same-game parlay for a shot at a bigger payout. However you want to play, now is the perfect time to join, because FanDuel is giving new customers $300 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So just visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to sign up today. Play your game with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The process of accepting insurance outside of a group practice can be tough. But most people looking for mental health care want to use their benefits to pay for sessions. If you're interested in seeing clients through insurance, Alma can help. They make it easy to get credentialed with major insurance plans at enhanced reimbursement rates. They also handle all the paperwork, from eligibility checks to claim submissions, and guarantee payment within 2 weeks. Plus, when you join Alma, you'll get access to time-saving tools for intake, scheduling, treatment plans, progress notes, and more in their included platform, so you can spend less time on administrative work and more time offering great care to your clients. Visit HelloAlma.com to get started. That's HelloAlma.com.
This is Reception Perception, the show. Now, James Coe and Matt Harmon.
Can we start there in Dallas? George Pickens on Monday Night Football. My goodness gracious, great game for him. 11 targets, 9 grabs, 144 yards, and a touchdown. This was his third game this year with over 130 yards receiving, matching what he did in his three previous years combined at Pittsburgh as well. So Pickens obviously is going crazy right now. Mm-hmm. He's been crazy productive pretty much all season long. And what an add he has been to this Dallas passing attack as well, Matt. But again, Pickens, a strong game on Monday Night Football.
awesome, awesome game on Monday Night Football. George Pickens right now on the season is fourth in the NFL in yards per route run. He's second in the NFL in receiving yards. And the Cowboys are coming off their bye. So, I mean, it's not as if he's been penalized or he's been boosted because they haven't that he's missed a game or something. And he's putting it in the box score with CeeDee Lamb. You know, he's number two in the NFL again behind Jackson Smith and Jigba in receiving yards. And he has 83 targets on the season, which, you know, it's outside the top 10 most targeted players in the NFL. So he has been effective. He's been efficient. And now he's doing it with CeeDee Lamb in the lineup. And obviously before everybody, you know, screams into their phones or wherever you're listening or watching this, I am aware the Raiders defense is not good. I'm aware the Raiders cornerbacks in particular are not very good. But nevertheless, I thought Monday night was a really good example for the rest of the world to see how George Pickens's game has changed and evolved. Because it's funny. I was joking about this earlier today. I think sometimes when, you know, you're kind of hyping up what a player can do, or what a player's doing right now. And I've been really excited about what we've seen from George Pickens this year. People, there's a small group, and I know I shouldn't care about this stuff, but there's a small and like loud group of people that are like, well, you used to be really negative on this guy. And that's 100% true. Like 4 years ago, I was not really impressed with George Pickens' film as a rookie. You know, we talked about it on this very show, some of the separation concerns that were there in his rookie season profile. But
right.
Who gives a shit about that? That's ancient history now at this point. This guy's such a better player now. It's like, of course I like what I'm seeing now because he's playing so much better. Like nobody can tell me that the player that we saw early in Pittsburgh is the player that we got not just this year in Dallas, but also his last year in Pittsburgh where he took a massive leap as a full field receiver. Now, it wasn't consistent over the course of the year. We talked about that a little bit. It was up and down. Right. There were some down moments there for him, but I still think overall you saw in isolation that he got a lot better on these in-breaking routes, slants, a little bit of the digs and crossers. And then this year in Dallas, they're really starting to lean into that stuff. That's what I think you saw on Monday night. You saw a lot of the quick slant that he ran against Eric Stokes or, oh my God, he just completely, I mean, Stokes didn't play that well, but that was still a play where he really sold that outside step, broke it back inside on the slant. That stuff you did not see from George Pickens early on in his career. Now he's really taking that step there. Some of the big dig routes that they're doing with him as that X receiver, true full field run as the boundary, cross it over the middle. That's a new element to his game. And that's where you really start to see, you got like little glimpses of this. There was that one game, I think close to Christmas and maybe his second season against the Bengals with freaking Mason Rudolph at quarterback for the Steelers, where he was running all over him after the catch. That's something you're now seeing a little bit more consistently with George Pickens this year, is the after catch work for him. And that's been really cool to see. Right now, he averages 5.1 yards after catch per reception this season. I think they're putting him in more situations to show off those skills. That's something I do think was left on the table in Pittsburgh, but you're really seeing it this year right now in Dallas. So I just think this guy is taking a huge leap forward in isolation. And he is, man, just in the perfect situation to accentuate those skills with the quarterback that fits his game, with an offense that he can work as that isolated X receiver. And all the throws are still available because of how they call the offense, how it's designed, and how Dak Prescott's playing right now.
I just wanted to make two comments about, you know, what you were saying, which is you were more negative about Pickens 4 years ago or whatever it might be. I thought two things that stuck out to me. One, your opinion obviously can change when you get presented with new evidence. And as a matter of fact, that's what you prefer. I mean, you're not going to, there's so many evaluators out there that stick to their priors because they don't want to be old takes exposed. You know what I'm saying? Like they don't want to, no, my old prior is still right. No, because you know, hey, this, that, and this other. And that's, again, that's, I just think that's a stupid way to go about evaluating talent, right? Like you're presented new evidence. You can change your opinion. It's all good. And you can own it too. I mean, as long as you own the fact that, hey, this is what I was evaluating before and this is what I'm evaluating now, I mean, that's totally fine.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
That being said, I think that what you describe as negative, I would not describe as negative. What I would say is that it sounds negative when compared to other folks who were saying that George Pickens is the truth. He's him. He's the guy. You know, this guy is going to be an absolute superstar wide receiver. I think you were pushing back against that. I don't think it was negative. I think that was like, hey man, can we like pump the brakes just a little bit because there are holes in this guy's game. He is not the next coming of Calvin Johnson or whatever the hell. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's got some things that he needs to work on. I think, and when you say those things, they can be taken as negative. I don't think they're negative.
Yeah. Yeah, I wasn't trying to say he sucks or anything like that, but honestly, a lot of the stuff that I felt early on in Pickens' career and maybe why I thought it was worth discussing was, one, because you mentioned the sentiment around him was because this always happens with the crazy contested catch guys. And especially guys that are in bad situations, and we can all acknowledge that George Pickens was in a terrible situation to start his NFL career, playing in Matt Canada's high school offense with this goofy quarterback carousel in Pittsburgh. We can all acknowledge that, but also, again, when you're just viewing him in isolation, sometimes those contested catch guys can get a little bit overrated for what they're doing on the rest of their routes and things of that nature. And the other part of it was that, like, I knew George Pickens was capable of more than what he was doing. It's almost out of frustration. Right. You're like, come on, like let's get better. Like this player that he's showing now is better, but still is closer to like his prospect profile. If you go to his 2022 prospect profile, which we're going to talk about this class here in just a minute, Pickens was a guy who was right around 80% success rate versus zone, 86th percentile success rate versus press. And he was a guy that got consistent separation on those base routes that he wasn't really good at running early in his career. Curls, slants, some of those quick out routes that we're seeing, again, be part of the full picture of his route profile now. And again, it was year one. He was kind of very hit and miss as a separator. The success rate versus zone was so low. It was sub 70%. You just can't. That has to get better. And it has gotten better. Every single season, it's got a little bit better. And he's gotten close to now truly being like a number one level receiver in his success rate versus man and press. You know, written about this for the website this year. I think you're seeing him in the perfect situation for his skill sets. And it's been really cool to see. Like that improvement, I think actually, again, when we get into this whole discussion about the 2022 class, it's a big lesson about not writing off guys too early and sort of pigeonholing them, you know, leaving the light on for some player improvement from these like tier two and tier three guys. Pickens is the most obvious example because, again, he was not this player early on in his Steelers career. He is this player now. And I hope that Pickens realizes that because he should stay in Dallas. And I continue to say this. I think he should. I know the grass seems greener on the other side, but there's ways to move the salary cap around for Dallas. I know right now you look at him, it's like, oh man, they're so in the salary cap hole, but they can restructure Dak. They can restructure CeeDee Lamb. They have some veterans like Malik Hooker, Kenny Clark that they can, you know, get rid of and get some salary cap space back there. Like there's a lot that they can do to make this work with Pickens. And my God, why would you not want to make it work with Pickens with the way him and Lamb complement each other so well? I just think their games are perfectly aligned at this point.
Yeah, salary cap is going to make it pretty tough. They're going to have to make some tough decisions is Dallas. But I agree with you. I think he's got to come back to Dallas. And by the way, I think part of the pushback that you get to in your evaluation of George Pickens is that a lot of people don't put the time an effort that you put into watching a full game of Pickens, right? Whereas they just see a lot of highlights. And off the highlights, you definitely see a lot of promise and, you know, hope and optimism, right? But I think what you have always said, and I think anyone who has watched Pickens at length has said, is, but where is the consistency? Can he make those plays that you're seeing on these Twitter highlights? Can he make those plays, you know, 30 to 40 times a game? Or is he just doing that once a game out of 50 reps? You know what I mean? Like, there's a big difference there, man. You know, and I think you're 100% right. His consistency this year has certainly shown through. And also, Matt, like, I don't know, man, like, call me crazy, but some of the stuff that I feel like he has exhibited this year, tell me that's not out of like the CD Lamb route running playbook, man. Like, I think he has absorbed some of these techniques from his teammate in CD Lamb.
I actually think that's a really good call. And I was thinking about this the other day when I was working on Michael Wilson for the website. You know, I know we talked about Michael Wilson on Monday, and I was just thinking about it that that is a really, in Arizona, I'm thinking about Arizona, like think about when Marvin Harrison gets there, they don't have like any veterans in that room, at least not a veteran of, you know, CeeDee Lamb's quality. Right. And it's like, cause I was thinking about what I was watching again, Michael Wilson and some of the way that he attacks the ball. I think he's got good hands overall, but he does some annoying stuff where he's not, we talk about Daniel Jeremiah's phrase grounded through the catch. And I mean, Michael Wilson obviously had a great game, and the charting profile's up on the site. People can check it out. It was really fun to do. He had a lot of those like catches on these big inbreakers, but he kind of leaves his feet a lot unnecessarily and like catches the ball at his with his body. And that's something that Harrison has struggled with through his NFL career. He doesn't like attack the football in the way you want. And I'm like, I just wonder, like, what is the coaching in the room? Like, is this a detail point? Cause it's something that both these guys are kind of showing at the same time. And you sort of wonder if in that way it's the inverse effect of iron sharpening iron. Where then in Dallas, I agree with you. I think you are seeing a lot of the ways where, CeeDee Lamb is rubbing off on George Pickens. And that wasn't something that ever was present in Pittsburgh. Like when he was there, right. Deontay Johnson was the veteran in the room. And by the way, Deontay was only drafted 2 years ahead of George Pickens. It's not quite like Deontay Johnson's that veteran guy. And it wasn't until they really didn't get a veteran in that room until they had Allen Robinson in 2023. And he was at that point kind of, you know, obviously past his peak years. But, you know, maybe then it's something where, okay, now you got a veteran in the room. I think it just always helps to have somebody that's been there, done that. And obviously Robinson wasn't that player at this point anymore, but he's talked a lot about, you know, being around George Pickens and things like that. Sure. And he's a guy who led the league in touchdowns at one point. So it's just something I'm thinking more about, these rooms where guys come in and they're the young dudes and they're the immediately the number ones. I just think that's like a lot, you know, some guys that can certainly work out. Not every situation is 100%, but I do love your point about how CeeDee Lamb, I think, is rubbing off on George Pickens in ways. And you know, by the way, maybe George Pickens is rubbing off on CeeDee Lamb a little bit, that these guys got suspended for the first series of the game in Las Vegas.
Oh, no.
You know, I don't know.
Not that way. Don't do that. Don't go that way.
I'm kidding, but I did think that was funny that these two guys who do seem really drawn to each other, I think even CeeDee has talked about it. He's like started wearing the ski mask now, you know, on the game because Pickens wears one. And I don't think we've ever seen CeeDee Lamb do that. So like,
no, never.
You know, now and then they're out in Las Vegas, you know, doing God knows what. They get suspended before for the first series of the game.
For one series.
Where the Cowboys immediately go 3 and out. Just amazing. A good reminder that, hey, if you're a great player, you can get away with some stuff. And I think CeeDee Lamb, obviously, we know is a great player. Pickens is a great player.
This is an Etsy holiday ad, but you won't hear any sleigh bells or classic carols. Instead, you'll hear something original. The sound of an Etsy holiday, which sounds like this. Now that's special. Want to hear it again? Get original and affordable gifts from small shops on Etsy. For gifts that say, I get you, shop Etsy. Tap the banner to shop now.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras.
Válido hasta 12-3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.